It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. The Colorado National Guard will conduct flyovers in several communities throughout today. Flights of the four F-16 Fighting Falcons are scheduled between 10 and noon. The route begins at Lynn Grove Cemetery in Greeley and ends with Fort Logan National Cemetery in Denver. The jets will also fly over Silver Cliff, Durango, and Grand Junction. Meantime, the federal government has released recommendations to improve military veterans' access to public lands and outdoor recreation. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohn has more.
The Department of Interior and Veterans Affairs, or the VA, were required by a 2020 law to identify how outdoor recreation on public lands could surface therapeutic care for veterans. Ben Davis, a former Navy SEAL, served on the task force. He directs the nonprofit Veterans Outdoor Advocacy Group based in Denver. Davis says many veterans find value in getting outdoors, and research backs up that it can help their physical and mental health. But he says the health sector could get more involved.
If the person said, well, I've been going on these fly fishing trips, the VA might cover that, or at a minimum, they could reimburse the provider, the organization that was doing it.
The report recommends national parks start a wellness challenge for veterans, and the VA offers providers training on how to promote outdoor experiences. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Two Colorado middle schoolers are set to compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. this week. Nikhil Ganta of Kennard Core Knowledge Middle School in Fort Collins and Derek Lee of Boulder's Summit Middle School are among nearly 250 regional champions in this year's competition. The National Scripps Spelling Bee will hold the preliminaries tomorrow. The finals will be held on Thursday. This is KRCC and CPR News.